You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live from the Right Side Studios. Here we got the local, the state, the national, man. We got all the stuff. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, it's a good day. It's a full day. We got a lot of things going on around the Right Side Studio. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. But all right, listen, I always start with my monologue, so let me get to it. And this one, I got to tell you, I enjoyed writing this one, but the end result point is pretty legit. It's pretty serious. So first of all, I'll say this. Inside jokes, nicknames, catchphrases, those run rampant in my household, and I'm sure they do in most. I mean, like the fact that no one in our family ever gets called by their real name unless they're in trouble. My son's a 33-year-old married man and a father of two, and I still call him boy. My daughter is 30, soon to be married, and I still call her girlfriend, among other strange nicknames. And you can bet that Charlene and I have monikers for each other, but you're not allowed to know those. I'm pretty sure if it got out what Charlene calls me, it might destroy my reputation. Just saying. Don't laugh, Boomer. Inside jokes are crazy, too. I mean, Charlene and I were driving down the road one day, and the sun showed some big streaks on her windshield, which made me ask her, or made her say, actually, "Well, I tried to clean that window off, and it didn't work." And my response was, "What'd you do, clean it with a piece of cheese?" I don't know why it hit me right, and I laugh every time it gets said. She doesn't laugh near as much as I do. But anyway, I still use that one once in a while. Her, not so much. But there's any number of catchphrases that developed over time in our family, too. I mean, things we say in our family that are part communication and part inside joke. Like at any point we're together, if someone does something just mildly irritating or teasing one of the others, it's almost a guarantee that someone's going to say, "Well, I just love you in spite of yourself." That one never gets old. Another one is that my kids were allowed to answer with the Army slang word "hua" growing up. It's a fully interchangeable word. If you know it, you know what I mean. You can use it multi-purpose. It gets all kinds of things done for you. With the kids, it was like, "Did you get your homework done? Hua. Did you have a good day at school? Hua." I mean, that one morphed over time, too, and it still comes out from my daughter a lot of times as "huba." And in reply to a compliment, she might just as easily say, "Well, huba to yuba." Things like that get said in the family. You develop that kind of language of the family, you know what I'm saying? And then there's also the inside jokes, like many times at the dinner table, Charlene might prod me about something or sort of set me in my place, and I'd look over at my son with an exasperated look, and I'd say, "Boy, don't marry a sassy woman." By the way, he knows he failed at that one because my daughter-in-law can sass him with the best of them. But Anna, we do love you in spite of yourself. But listen, one of my favorites that has come about in recent years is my sweet, sassy wife. She'll correct me on something, or she'll tell me my favorite old shirt doesn't look right, or that I have to shave for church, or that I need to stop working late. And when I look at her like I'm about to say something, she'll just say, "I say what I say." And that's the end of it. No reply warranted nor desired. The final word has apparently been spoken. I can try to argue that she can't say what she says me like that until I've had my own say, which usually gets me a second round of "I say what I say," but with a smile that is totally disarming. There's a reason why the guys on my team called her the Sergeant Major, and yes, I did in fact marry a sassy woman, but I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest. But the "I say what I say" thing is a phrase that we might use in our family. But let me ask you this. How often do we see that in real life and actually watch it play out well? You see, we don't always get folks who are willing to say what they say and then stand by it. Sometimes that can be a matter of deception, you know. Maybe they say one thing and do another with the intent to deceive. But this is not to say that you might not have to develop your position or, you know, as facts arise, you gain a better understanding. That's all different. That's wisdom and humility. I'm talking about those times when you know that you know that you know that your position is correct, a matter of fact, a matter of principle, a bedrock of belief, and you say what you say with the same confidence, but the opposing side, they don't like it. And too often we see that confidence then from the person who says what they say just erode on the spot as the opposition begins their pounce. Look, I know sometimes it's simply a matter of having a fear of standing ground, right? Literally, they say what they say, but can they say it twice? Say what you say, but when questioned, can you hold your own? Can you stand by your views, your beliefs, when the tough gets going tough? when cancel culture comes knocking, and believe me, it will, can you say what you say no matter what they say? So just this morning, I was listening to a podcast of a sermon, and the pastor was talking about this very thing, about having the confidence to stay the course. He talked about the fact that the enemy doesn't usually deal with issues that we stand on. The enemy doesn't usually confront the actual elements of our cause. Instead, the enemy more often tries to defeat us by undermining our own confidence, by making us question who we are, whether we are capable, whether our cause is just. Think about it. It's a common tactic. I remember, like, Tokyo Rose in World War II. She was famous for broadcasting daily in a sultry voice and telling American GIs they could never prevail. Their cause was not just. She didn't deal with things like military might or strategy or weapons capabilities. Tokyo Rose committed the ultimate psyop act of undermining the person more than the position. And that's what happens too often when we as individuals say what we say, but then the fear of being confronted with what we said causes us to begin to back down because we lose the confidence, and that's not the way it should go. Now listen, a lot of times it comes in the form of a question. The attack comes, first of all, with a question designed to cast doubt. Not a real question, mind you, just a question that's supposed to set you back in your confidence level. Something simple like, are you sure about that? Or what gives you the right? Or who are you that you could say that to me? Those aren't fact-finding questions. Those are confidence-killing questions. Those are questions designed to steal the confidence of the other person. Well, don't let them steal your confidence. We know the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, right? And often enough, that thief is stealing our faith, our confidence, our ability to say what we say and then say it again. Recognize that attack for what it is and return the question with a question. Like, how about, are you sure about that? And respond with, why would you ask that question? Because the answer is yes. How about you? Or what about the, what gives you the right? Well, it's called the First Amendment, or it's called the Bible, or it's called the natural law. Are you asking because you don't believe those things? Or what if they say, who are you that you can say that to me? Well, I'm a freedom-loving, flag-waving, Bible-believing, First Amendment-protected dude who just believes that you're wrong. Why do you ask? You see, the bottom line here is this. Opposition will often come in the form of an attempt to undermine your confidence before it ever confronts the validity of your cause. See it for what it is, and say what you say. And that's a lesson learned from my sassy wife. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And yes, I did marry a sassy woman. And yes, I told my son, don't marry a sassy woman. And I wouldn't have it any other way. But the bottom line, folks, here, my point is this. Say what you say. If it's your principle, your core beliefs, if it's what you stand on, say what you say. And when they question you, say it again. Because that's the way we have to deal with this. We have to keep moving forward. We have to be willing to stand, take the stand, say what you say, and enjoy the fact that you said it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, and married to a sassy woman. We'll be right back.
Solutions is Alabama's...